This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 27th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. USDA released its first corn condition ratings of the season this week. Planting progress for both corn and soybeans continues to outpace averages. That, according to the USDA's Ag Statistics Service weekly crop progress report, corn condition was good, but not as good as the trade anticipated. Corn, 87% planted, 67% emerged, and 68% of the crop good to excellent. The trade thought it would be between 70 and 75%. Soybeans were 76% planted and 50% emerged. NASS estimates U.S. winter wheat condition at 50% good to excellent, down 2 points from last week. The wheat crop, 75% headed. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley told the ag media this morning, European Union is an important market for U.S. farmers and ranchers, but the playing field is by no means balanced between the two sides.
What the Europeans call farm-to-fork strategy and other strategies, the European Union is attempting to push its political agenda beyond its own political borders. Today, the wait time on new U.S. GMO crop approvals in the European Union is nearly 4 years. Yet the European Union's own legal prescriptions call for approval within 12 months. Also, many European Union countries have outright banned certain biotech products. The United States has the gold standard for animal safety, but the United States is not allowed to export live cattle to the European Union.
As for the Maha Commission report released last week, Grassley said he'd reserve judgment until he had read the whole report. But he said, frankly, it wasn't as bad for agriculture as he expected it might be.
It was a little less strong on pesticides, as I thought, but it is in tune with what I've been telling Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., that he shouldn't be fooling around with the way we do farming in the United States. And maybe that relaxed approach that he used is some indication he's listening.
Grassley said he was pleased to see the House approve a reconciliation bill, said he expects the Senate Ag Committee to make its own changes to ag policy.
We would add the Senate amendment in place of the House bill. Will there be a lot of differences? I don't think on the basic tax provisions there will be. I haven't studied the extent to which the Farm Bill provisions ought to be changed or not. I think more along the lines of what we do in the Farm Bill provisions. Does it weaken the chance of getting the rest of the five-year Farm Bill done? And yet I know in the big, beautiful bill that it takes care of some of the immediate problems that farmers have with the increased cost of production and the lesser protection that the 2018 Farm Bill gives farmers.
As for the tax provisions of the reconciliation bill, Grassley was pleased with the work of the House Ways and Means Committee, and while he'd like to eliminate the death tax, he doesn't think it's possible in this financial and political environment.
The reality is we've got bigger tax issues than doing away with the estate tax, considering the fact that the House enhanced the very much even where the estate tax is right now. So it's not a question of doing nothing and getting the tax bill cut in half. It's not even the same as leaving it where it is right now by re-upping the 2017 tax bill. The House has improved it, and I think we should be satisfied with that improvement.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.